This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. The numbers are impressive enough on their own. 190 scholarships totaling $380,000 awarded this year to USF College of Business students. But beyond the money and the free year-round parking spot awarded to the winner of one fellowship, you find the real impact when you meet some of the students honored at the school's recent scholarship luncheon.
My name is Marcos Gonzalez, and I'm an accounting and economics double major.
Gonzalez, one of the event's keynote speakers, received two scholarships, including one that allowed him to travel around the world this past summer. The junior studied and worked in Florence, Italy, Beijing, and Dallas, but finished his travels in an unusual way.
When I got home, I spent 15 days just working next to my dad. We're migrant field workers, so we go from Florida to Georgia to North Carolina. He was in North Carolina right now because it's summer and, you know, tomatoes can grow there. So I was just working for the rest of my summer.
Gonzalez opened his luncheon speech by approaching the podium with a bucket of tomatoes he picked on his shoulder. He credits his parents for where he is now.
The way I grew up was, it made me into a hardworking person with good values, and I wouldn't change it for anything in the world, but it was hard growing up. No, we didn't have any money to invest into a college fund of any sort. Our life savings were quarters in a jug at one point.
That's why, he says, scholarships are so valuable.
I would not be here today if it wasn't for scholarships, like at all. I wouldn't even be anywhere near a university. I'd be working in the tomato fields with my dad. I couldn't have an education without scholarships, point blank period.
My name is Anna Mora, and I am a senior majoring in accounting.
My name is Sandra Loboda. I am a marketing major, senior at the University of South Florida.
Mora and Loboda are two of the 12 recipients of Collier Corporate Mentor Program First Generation Scholarships. That means they're involved in a school program that pairs them with a business mentor. They're also the first in their families to go to college. Mora's education has allowed her to assist her family.
I actually help my parents with business decisions that they have. I helped them invest their money. I helped them save their money through the experiences and the lessons that I've been taught.
While Loboda says she inspires her 13-year-old sister.
Being only 20 years old and being so mature and everything that I've gone through, all the leadership experiences that I have that I could not have done without the corporate mentor program. My sister looks up and she's like, I want to go to college. When's it my time? I'm just like, no, you have to go through high school first.
The luncheon gave the students a chance to meet the individuals and representatives of the corporations that fund their scholarships.
If you know you've got the passion for it, just go for it. And you can always change later.
The dozen Collier scholars also got to sit down and talk with donor Baron Collier III. The USF business alum is general partner of Baron Collier Companies, which has holdings in real estate and agriculture.
I knew it would have a positive impact, but little did I know the personal impact it would have hearing their stories and all, and to listen to what some of the struggles and the challenges that these students have overcome and worked through and risen. They are true leaders and all, and I am just very proud to be able to help support them.
And the students, like Sandra Loboda, hope their education will help make them successful so that one day they can pay the generosity of people like Collier forward.
It's amazing to know that someone who came to this university years before is still so involved in the university. It really makes me feel that that's something I want to do.
If you'd like to see video from the scholarship luncheon, including Marcos Gonzalez's speech, visit WUSF.org and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.